Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
This is...
Who are you? I'm all Greg. Pleased to meet you.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring...
I'm Instagram famous.
Come on, man. We go way back.
You're damn right we do, Tom. You're a fraud, Greg.
Greg Hill.
I mean, you could have been in the top 50 and then the photo came on.
That is what true. Is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Nothing. Yeah. That photo...
What is wrong with it?
There's nothing, but I can tell you about 30 things wrong with that photo.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
Super Bowl champion Jermaine... Oh, my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
Wiggy.
And they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
He's full-on old grandpa.
I know.
Got, like, four stories that he's got from, like, different parts of his life trying to, and they're all, like, intertwined into one.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Oh, this is going to make me sound stupid, but...
Can't you just buy your own sex doll?
Courtney Cox.
It's a bad day for me, you guys.
No,
I'm
no,
sorry.
Courtney, it's not a bad day.
No, I've been bad all morning, and I am sorry for ruining your show.
You haven't been bad at all.
No, I am. I have been.
And accompanied by...
Look at my booty in these tight pants.
You know, can't stuff it in your mouth if you're on the phone.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Another stroke of Sweeney's.
Curtis and Shime.
Why don't you stick to your diet with barbecue chips that you claim to be eating over
they're
there?
They're crisps, thank you. Not chips. Never claimed they were crisps.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors!
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill! Greg Hill! Show! All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up, what up?
Happy Friday.
Woohoo!
Wiggy.
What up?
It is Friday. Wiggy.
Yeah.
That drip, though. The succulent Celtics drip that you are displaying this morning. Where did you get that?
I get like a lot of my stuff off of IG. There's this like Pro Strand, I think it's called. It's like a sweatshirt site, and it's got like a lot of. You got to see this Red Sox hoodie I got.
Okay.
Talk about straight fire.
So you have chosen sides.
Yeah. I mean, wear any other jersey.
Between the Bruins and the Celtics, we're heading into round one for both. Mm-hmm. Huge weekend when it comes to both of those teams, and you clearly have chosen the Celtics over the Bruins.
I wore my Bruins one earlier in the week.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Yeah. Curtis, good morning. Hello. How are you?
Hey, Greg. Doing spectacular.
What's
are you?
What's happening?
You know, just another great day. The Yodels, by the way, taking over the world. The IG has been blowing up.
Really?
Yep. And I can't wait for Sunday at the Playwright, where I'll have another opportunity to try a Boston Cream Yodel in a dessert form.
Yes. I will mention that if you're looking to watch the Celtics game with us, then you could do it at the next Basic Brunch, which is Sunday at the Playwright in South Boston. And the culinary staff over there was listening to the show yesterday and suggested that they would create some sort of a stacked yodel, Boston cream yodel dessert for Curtis and for others, everyone except Sean. So we started off with 80 seats, I believe, somewhere around there available for Basic Brunch and the Celtics game on Sunday. And I was told yesterday by Adam at the Greg Hill Foundation that we have 11 bar seats left and I think 8 regular booth seats left for Basic Brunch, and then it's a sellout. So if you want to join us, I don't know, Wiggy, what's your status? Are you coming?
I'm going to try. We got a house showing for our house that we're trying to sell, so I might try to get there, but the showing's at like 1. So we'll see.
I don't think you should be there for the show.
No, I don't think you should either. I think you might.
My wife's the agent, so.
I know, but you might ruin the deal. Like, you personally.
No,
like,
no, I stand there with 8x10s. No.
great call, Wade.
That's it. It's all about marketing, Chris.
Absolutely. You want to feel like a Super Bowl champion? Sleep in his house.
That is it.
Very, very important question.
Uh-huh.
You're selling the house.
Yes.
You're about to be for them streets.
We're about to be outside.
Okay. When it comes to the bidet, is that coming with you, or could a buyer negotiate that baby stays?
Well, everything, like my man Heisenberg once said, everything is negotiable except for the bidet. The bidet is a traveling bidet. It comes with me.
All right. I just want to know if you were moving into a home like that of Wiggy's, and there was a bidet that was already in there and clearly had been utilized a lot.
Right.
Would you be okay?
No.
You're shaking your head, but you move into a home.
Doesn't the bidet kind of touch you?
No, it has a self-cleaning device.
But doesn't it?
No. Shoots water.
I know what it does, does the spout
touch
no. the skin?
No.
Only if you're old Sean.
It's like
it used to touch old Sean. Yes. There was a little hangover, but not anymore. Sean, you look great. Thanks, good job, Sean.
I know we shouldn't feel bad for inanimate objects, but I really do feel sorry for that.
No. Courtney, I don't know. It's similar to like when we were a kid, we went to the carnival, right, growing up, and there was that game where you had to shoot the water and the clown's mouth and the balloon went up. That's kind of what it is. You get there's no physical touching of the bidet device and your body.
Okay.
Keeps you nice and clean.
Yeah, then I'd be fine with it.
There you go.
All right.
Ernie Box got the best one around.
So when you're at Ernie's, you'll sit to use it?
No, I never use it. Too many people.
You don't want a bidet in public.
No, it's
not that the people are in the bathroom. The people are out in the party.
Yeah, I want
party
my
area.
Yeah, like, I don't want people knocking on the door. I'm trying. His got all types of buttons on it.
Oh my!
I would like Ernie to be like, "Hey, listen, I'm going out of town one weekend. Can you just stay at the Castellon and just and then I would be there
right
by myself and
right. You could bidet to your heart's content.
Mm-hmm. Well, really, he's got like heated seats.
Right. You could bidet the day away.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you want.
Ernie walks in and says, "Wiggy, that's not a bidet. That's a jacuzzi.
Stay clean, people."
All right. Well, anyway, the Wiggins home is for sale.
Yes.
I hope we see you on Sunday. And if you want to watch the Celtics with us, then just go to thegreghillfoundation.org. And I believe the tickets are $75, and that gets you all the food and fun and frivolity and Celtics watching that we can do together. So I don't know how we're going to get everything into the next 4 hours today, Curtis. There is a lot going on.
Sports.
A lot happening when it comes to sports. Leeds in 10 minutes or 15 minutes at 6:25. And then they set it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will talk about what PGA player Max Homa said about fast food and his fans. And I would suggest that if every athlete felt that way about their fans, then the world would be a better place. So we will get to that during They Said It at 7. At 7:20, as the Bruins get ready for Game 1 tomorrow night, we will talk with Nessun's Sofia Yurkstevich and get her take on this game on Saturday and on this series with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Courtney will have the news coming up at 7:45 or so this morning, and we can discuss the pizza controversy, which has shook the world. I don't know, Wiggy, if anybody would be aware of this, but apparently Italians are pissed that America is getting credit for sauce. So we can discuss that during the news. And then at 8:20, Ask the Owner, as we used to call it on the old show, we will be joined by the owner of the Boston Celtics, Wick Grosbeck, on this show at 8:20. And we'll talk to Wick about Game 1 for the Celtics on Sunday. What else? Elliot Wolf spoke yesterday. Some very interesting things that Elliot Wolf said yesterday.
You like the new approach?
What's the new approach? Insist that you're going to try and find some sort of a free agent that might someday want to play football here?
That and we'll trade up, we'll trade down, we'll stay the same. Just the openness of what they potentially could be thinking.
I am hoping that they are just practicing massive pre-draft subterfuge or whatever you would call it, like trickery.
Okay.
Because you don't think so, Curtis?
My opinion of the presser yesterday is I'm glad. I don't think they're going to take a pick at 3, and I think that means that they are not enamored with Drake May, which makes me very happy.
Curtis, you and I, same wavelength today. Look at this. I'll be getting to it in my lead, but ooh. Greg, the official Shime mock draft for the 2024 NFL draft, the final mock draft, is out.
Is it out or is it dropping?
No, it has dropped. Okay. It dropped at 6 a.m. this morning.
Okay.
Just in time for the show, and I will be discussing that in my lead.
And Mel Kiper just opened an incognito window so he could read it without people knowing it.
True.
He essentially said, I'm paraphrasing, but they have to be a draft and build football team.
Okay.
Are you okay with that? Because that puts your next competitive team somewhere about 10 to 12 years away.
I have no faith in the organization because of what has been revealed and how they have handled themselves in the absence of Bill and Tom. However, if they had just taken the guy at 3, whichever fell into their lap, that would, from my perspective, show me that Robert Kraft is just demanding they take the shiniest object that they can sell and tickets and build around and all that. If they're not going to sit at 3 and they're going to trade back, that at least tells me that they're prioritizing the long game as opposed to just doing this big thing that will make people happy in the short term.
I have a wild theory for you. I think I may have shared it in the group chat. It's so wild. It's like out on Mars or something, but I might as well share it. What if Tom Brady, who has been on the social medias showing you that he can still run a 40 like he was a 22-year-old, although he couldn't really run at 22. What if Tom Brady told Robert Kraft, I will come back mid-season so long as you get rid of Bill Belichick?
Wow.
And Robert Kraft went forward with that,
right.
is waiting for Tom Brady, and then they go and they take Marvin Harrison Jr. or somebody with that third pick, awaiting the arrival of the great one to save the franchise.
Wow.
Is that anywhere near possible?
I mean, anything is possible. And if that were the case, then we would really have to reevaluate how we felt about Robert Kraft and his whole running Bill up out of here.
I mean, I would assume that Tom Brady is probably just trolling everybody. Like trolling.
I don't know.
I think he's legit.
He's too smart to do that.
Why is he running like that, Curtis? If not, and putting it on social media, if not to show somebody that he's in shape and wants to get, I don't see any other reason for doing it.
There's only one person to blame for all of this, and it's not Robert Kraft and it's not Bill Belichick. It is Patrick Mahomes. His third championship, and he's still in his 20s. He's now on the same pace, if not ahead of Brady. That is what has caused this and been the catalyst for his return. He may not come back. I mean, that's perfectly fine. In Vegas, they say 10-1, so they don't think he's coming back. But when he had that conversation, the second he brought up Michael Jordan, that's to me where he was legitimately opening the door for it.
Good morning to those that watch this show on Twitch. You know I love you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Friday, so you're not gonna bother me today. But Game Dog in the Twitch chat says, "Come on, Greg, this is lazy." What is lazy?
Game Dog knows lazy.
What? What is lazy about suggesting that maybe Tom Brady is has some sort of a plan to return to the NFL?
I don't know.
I don't think there's anything lazy about it, but I do think that you guys are falling right into his trap.
Okay, that's like fine.
Not lazy. That's him baiting us.
I just said it's not lazy at all. I'm saying that Tom Brady wants everybody to talk about everything he is doing at every moment, and I don't blame him. If I was Tom Brady, I would too. But there is no way that guy is coming back midseason to any team, but he is loving that everybody, he is the name on everybody's lips.
But what's the purpose of that?
But let me ask you this, because I understand your argument.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think he really cares who's talking about him at this point?
Yes.
Right.
He should be so far past that.
Yeah, he cares.
What? You think he does?
Because he's
Tom Brady. He doesn't.
Because of what Curtis just said.
What's that?
Patrick Mahomes is the name on everybody's lips during the Super Bowl time, winning another Super Bowl. Travis Kelce's name's on everybody's lips. Tom Brady's looking at everybody and saying, wait a minute. I'm still Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still the greatest of all time.
Okay.
Let me get back into these headlines.
Okay. If that's your theory, then. Yeah. And he loves the fact that people are talking about him. What way to get everybody talking about you better than coming back?
But it could end up being talking about him negatively if he comes back and things don't pan out.
But it's going to be negative anyways.
It's not negative.
Don't you think we're at the point now, like especially like a Curtis, a true diehard Brady guy, where it's like, Tom, what are you doing?
Right.
Like, why are you coming out here and dangling us around?
What if the reason that A.J. Brown changed all of his profile pictures to Tom Brady yesterday was that he knows about it? And when Elliot Wolf was talking about working on trades, that they've already started working on a trade, and he is going to join Tom Brady and Marvin Harrison Jr. in New England. I am just on board with it because it's a Friday.
Isn't Brady in the world? If Courtney is right, and this is the Brady, he wants people to talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he now becoming the LeBron James of basketball?
Yes.
A football.
Yes. Are people starting to go, ooh, A.J. Brown's doing this. They get Marvin. Now it's Brady's coming back. Brady's like throwing little subliminals out there like, I could still play. Who else would do that other than LeBron?
Hey, 508 Texter says, you guys are idiots. Tom Brady has been marketing himself since he held the baby goat.
Yep.
So maybe that's true.
What was the name of the Tom Brady series that was the predecessor to the Dynasty docuseries?
That was one.
You're right. The other one when he retired was Man in the Arena.
Mm.
When he is broadcasting the games, he's in the arena, but he's not. That is what he is obsessed with, being in a competition, being in the arena.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we got a lot to get to this morning. We have a lot coming your way. If you want to be on, the number is 617-779-7937. If you would prefer to text, then you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Shime, I'm going to demand control of all rejoins this morning because having met with somebody in the office this morning, they've already listened to the new Taylor Swift album 47 times through, and I'm not dealing with all new Taylor Swift rejoins this morning on the show.
It's okay. I wasn't going to play a Taylor Swift song today. The one song I was excited for, I listened to, and I was disappointed.
So well, she's right there.
Yeah, it's okay.
Double album release. She released more songs than expected.
How was it?
It is angsty. Is what I will say.
It is like Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, it's very.
So is Curtis. Curtis is also angsty.
Like, what am I getting shrapnel for?
It's emo. It's an emo album.
Definitely.
And it's not, there's not really like a bop, which I was upset about. But lyrically, she is a genius and another masterpiece.
Okay.
I did pick out my least favorite song. That was Curtis's challenge to me.
Yeah.
And it's Florida with Florence and the Machine.
Okay. Well, maybe one. Maybe we'll do one or two.
I do have a favorite if
you
I can pick.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll do that at some point. So,
Greg, if you had an album, would your cover be the photo of you and Bullet?
Black and white.
I almost posted one yesterday of me and Bullet and directed at you, but I didn't have
A plus restraint.
All right. Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending this very first hour.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Excuse me. It's a Friday, so I don't care. Texter is 100% correct when it comes to rejoins. Complete and utter Hillman jinx on this radio show yesterday morning that resulted in the sad passing of Dickie Betts of the Allman Brothers Band. Probably at the exact moment that you played I'm No Angel Shine yesterday, Dickie Betts passed away. So I will demand I'll come up with an Allman Brothers rejoin, and we'll start the show that way.
Awesome. Right, sounds good.
All right. Sorry, Courtney. Go ahead.
That's okay. Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox fell to the Guardians 5-4, dropping the last game and the series. Little different story with starting pitching last night. Brennan Bernardino only went 2 innings, striking out 2. Another 2 errors for the Sox. They lead the league with 20 in 20 games. The Sox now in Pittsburgh, 6:40 first pitch. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 5:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. The Heat will host the Bulls tonight, with the winner of that matchup getting Boston on Sunday at 1. Come join us at Basic Brunch. Jimmy Butler will not be playing. He's expected to be out for a few weeks with an apparent MCL injury. The Bruins kick off the pro season tomorrow with the Maple Leafs in town with an 8 p.m. puck drop. Elsewhere in the NHL, the league has approved the move of the Coyotes from Arizona to Utah. The NHL Board of Governors voted to approve the sale of the franchise's hockey team assets to Ryan and Ashley Smith, the owner of the Jazz. And Shaw's Star Market presents Norwegian Prime Salmon Fillets, now on sale. Get it today for just $8.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. Shaw's Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 43 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high, 57 in Boston.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thank you, Sean. Fitting tribute after you and solely you are responsible for the death of Dickie Betts yesterday because you jinxed him with the Greg Allman I'm No Angel song.
Man, that's my first jinx on this show.
Is that your first official jinx?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had your jinx coming in the second round.
I can't believe that your mock is out. When are we talking about your mock?
With my lead.
Oh, it's your lead?
Yes,
oh,
it's my lead today.
Bradfo just said the website's down due to traffic.
Scott was thrilled when I sent it over to him yesterday.
Yes. Okay. Scott, no, if it's Scott, he'll say somebody else reported your mock.
Dickie Betts, sneaky top 10, well, maybe top 15 guitarist all right. time, as far as I'm concerned, Wiggy.
All right.
So, sad news. But I believe the man was 80 when he died. Did he die?
He did.
Okay, he did. Okay.
I feel like there's times where people listen to us for the first time and we say that. They're like, God, what a heartless show.
Did the man die? He did.
Yeah. You notice, I can't remember if I thanked the listener who made the Moose Soup and Everything shirt for me that I wore this week. Did
yes.
I thank? Who was that?
We talked about it.
Do you remember?
It's a Twitcher, Rossi, Jay Rossi.
No, it's not. Well, at least it's, you told me. Well, I'm not. Don't look at me like that.
No.
You told me it was somebody completely different. You said, "Hey, I'd like to take a picture."
Jay Rocco, maybe it's
Jay Rocco.
I don't know. They'll come in as soon as they know.
My God, I'm just.
It was one of the private.
No, I know.
I'm afraid to say anything sometimes.
Please, I've asked you all, please do not be afraid to say anything yes. today.
Come on, Courtney. Step your game up.
Yeah. It's like I don't have Should've that good known. Of a memory. I screw up every single day on this show.
No,
I have
no,
a memory
no,
of a goldfish.
You said to me, hey, can I take a picture of the Moose Soup and Everything shirt for so-and-so? Because it was their shirt.
Correct.
But it wasn't Jay Rocco or whatever.
I think
it
might be
a private... it was 557 Rocco, maybe.
So did it's you put okay. it up on social media?
No, I told him to email me so I could send him the photo. Yeah. He in the Twitch chat said, Courtney, can you please...
Oh, I thought you took the photo to put up on social media because I was saying if you did that, maybe you tagged whoever
no.
made the show.
But anyway, right. What I was going to say was we need a did the man die... ... more than three dots.
Right.
He did. T-shirt. Okay. All right. We have a lot to get to this morning. Happy Friday. Welcome to your show. They said it coming up at 7. It's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We'll talk about what Max Homa said about fast food and his fans. And I particularly happen to believe that if every athlete were to treat their fans this way, then the world would be a better place. So we'll get to that at 7. At 7:30, we'll talk Bruins and Game 1 tomorrow with Nessun's Sofia Yurkstevich. And Sofia's been on the show before. She's excellent. She's
yep.
excellent doing the games, by the way.
She's awesome.
Really, really. I mean, could she replace Jack?
Sure.
Could she do? Does she do play by play?
I don't know if she's ever done play by play or not.
She might have done a little bit when she was in Canada. She's from Canada. She knows the game better than most.
Yeah.
But she is such a talent. I don't necessarily know if she would enjoy doing
That's a
play
hot
by play.
Job.
Yeah. I think she's loving what she's doing right now. The pregame, the intermissions, and then
she does
both.
A great job with it. And also, Shime and I were talking yesterday after the show about Andy Brickley,
mm-hmm.
and we've had Brick on this show. We used to have Brick on the old show a lot. He is just really the best at it, I think, because he's not intrusive, but he knows so much hockey.
Mm-hmm.
He knows exactly when to interject, how to interject. He explains things in a way that is easy enough for the layman to understand, but in-depth enough that a hockey fan will, you know, get all gassed up about it. And it's just, he does such an exceptional job. It's shocking to me that a bigger company hasn't, like, poached him.
Yeah.
You know who I have?
What, you mean like ESPN or something?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I think the replacement, the best opportunity, I heard him during the Frozen Four, local guy,
mm-hmm.
John Buccigross, the new voice of the Bruins.
Really?
He does hockey play-by-play.
Is he the guy who used to be on ESPN?
Yep, used to do Sports
Center. He's still on ESPN. All he right. called a lot of the college hockey games. He does some, like, ESPN desk work.
Yeah.
As long as you're in your own lane, right?
Didn't they have to rush him in when they lost the feed from that game? And he was doing – was that this season?
Yeah, I believe it was.
I think so.
I think it was the regionals of the college hockey tournament.
Completely lost the
feed. In Providence, I think that's where it was going. It was wild.
Yes.
Talk about a guy with some energy.
It's a high energy guy.
High energy. I love Bucci.
Greg,
I always
you would
have.
Love him. He is obsessed with chicken parm, and it's all he eats.
No.
All right, so Sophia at 7:20. News with Courtney at 7:45. We'll talk about the pizza controversy that has shook the world. And then the owner of the Boston Celtics, Wick Grosbeck, at 8:20 on this morning's show. So we are packed when it comes to today's program. That means, Scheim, we should get right to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Well, tomorrow is technically 420. Normally, we do a 420 full rejoin, but 420 is a weekend this week.
Wagwan, man.
So we don't do that. So instead, I'm just going to give you one Bob Marley song as the lead today.
All right. Okay.
Happy 420 Eve, Wiggy.
Oh, you know.
Every day is 420 with Wiggy.
It was put there for you and I,
right.
Courtney.
I agree.
From Ja himself.
Yep.
So, do you do anything different on 420?
Nope.
I mean, for you, every day is 420.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it.
I mean,
Bob Marley, peace and love.
Huh?
Bob Marley, peace and love.
Do you change the routine up at all or anything tomorrow morning in honor of...
No, I just live life, man.
Of your favorite product? No?
I don't know if it's my favorite product. It is helpful. You know? I don't know if it's my favorite product, but it is definitely helpful.
Uh-huh.
And it eases you out, man. You ain't gotta worry about anything.
Yeah. I know. We can tell. You're just mellow and you're never worried about anything.
You know what the state of Massachusetts ruins? Everything.
Hold on. Wiggy, I'm over here. Go ahead. What, Curtis?
The way in which they handled the dispensaries, like there's way too many. Like, if you limit it, then they're successful. Like, I feel like I was reading a story.
They're like liquor stores.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
There's this massive one. Have you seen the one in Courtney on First Street?
Southie?
It's massive.
Yeah.
Huge.
They're like liquor stores.
I mean, God bless them. But.
All right. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So as I have already mentioned, my official mock draft for the 2024 NFL draft is available on WEEI.com. You can also find it. I retweeted it, tweeted it out. Curtis mentioned it already.
Is there any kind of a Reddit available for it?
Nope, no subreddit. Not yet. I'm not that popular. Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. But Curtis already mentioned it. I don't think the New England Patriots are going to stick at 3. I think they are going to trade out. I have them trading down to 6, actually, with the New York Giants. They get a couple draft picks, stock up a little bit, but they also still get their quarterback, and they draft J.J. McCarthy. It's been this weird couple days. The odds have really changed on Drake May going number 3. He went from minus 160 down to plus 100, which seems odd, but I have a feeling that Drake May goes 2 overall. That's my thought. It's been my thought kind of for a while now that the Jaden Daniels thing is a lot of just smoke and mirrors. And then I think the Giants will trade up and take Jaden Daniels at 3. The Patriots will get J.J. McCarthy at 6.
Do you have 1 through 5 quick in your mock?
1 through 5 in my mock. I have Caleb Williams to the Bears. I have Drake May to the Commanders. The Giants trade up for Jaden Daniels at 3. Marvin Harrison at 4. Malik Nabers at 5.
Wow, 2 receivers before J.J. McCarthy.
Yes. I think that Minnesota, if they were going to trade up in this draft, would have already done it, similar to how you saw it with the 49ers a few years back when they went up for Trey Lance. They did it early. Same with the Bears last year going up, the Panthers going up last year with the Bears. It happens before draft night. It happens a while before. And it hasn't happened yet, which leads me to believe that nobody wants what the Vikings are selling at this time. They don't want to go down that far, and that's why the Patriots will only drop to 6 instead of going all the way down to 11.
All right, draft is Thursday.
Yes,
and
it is.
We will celebrate that or commiserate when it comes to the Patriots and what they do with you at the Poorhouse in Keene, New Hampshire, pregame for road show number one, which is a week from today in Brattleboro, Vermont, at the Stone Church. Curtis, good morning.
All right, three quick predictions. Number one, the Bruins lose in the first round.
Oh,
number two, the Celtics win the championship.
All right.
And number three, the next quarterback for the New England Patriots is Michael Penix Jr.
Wow. Mm.
I heard some Burt Breer audio over the, I think it was yesterday, across the street, talking about how they did not initially have a plan to draft or bring in Penix Jr. for a pre-draft visit. Mm. It was a late ad after they had already spoken with McCarthy, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May. And I just, you know, I don't know what it is, but Michael Penix Jr. is a guy that was a winner in college, is a tough player, maximized his potential with Washington, beat a superior Oregon team twice, once in the regular season, once in the Pac-12 championship. I think that is the plan. They will trade back. Shime's on the right path, but there will not be a double parade this spring, but you will have a duck boat parade with the Celtics, Michael Penix Jr. with the Patriots, and the Bruins losing the first round.
Okay. This is interesting because if it is Penix, then that would mean you, Greg, and Curtis would potentially get in your wish because you would probably get Marvin Harrison at number three and then take Penix. Maybe
Curtis, are you saying they trade down and
down, maybe like 20s to get
so
Michael
he's saying
Penix.
They get they go for the extra picks.
Oh, so you're saying
they trade out of three.
Right. They get way out of three. They take him at like 26 or something.
Oh, oh, oh.
All right. We got to take a break. Couple good leads to start us off, fellas. Great job. We'll get to Courtney's lead, Wiggy's lead, my lead. Coming up next on a Friday on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
On YouTube for our video on demand content updated daily. Now, more of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Coming up, they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. At 7:20, Sofia Yurkstovic of Nessen on the Bruins and the Maple Leafs and game one tomorrow night. And then at 8:20, the owner of the Boston Celtics, Wick Grosbeck, on this show. But we were smack dab in the middle of leads. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. I'm a Joe Mazzulla guy. Officially. All right. He was on Part of My Take this morning, their episode that came out very early this morning, and I listened to the full interview. Here's a little bit of what he had to say in the beginning about not getting too high after the season of success that they've had.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit on a great point there. The balance of, you know, you have to understand that you're a really good team, but you got to understand that, like, none of that really matters as much anymore because everyone's got the same record. You know, we're all 0-0, and every series takes on a life of its own. So we've had a really good week of practice. I think it was good for us. You know, a couple of those games that we had at the end of the season that didn't necessarily go our way. But I thought we handled the regular season about as well as you can from a mental standpoint. And, you know, we got to go into the playoffs with that same balance. We are a really good team, but we could lose at any time if we don't do the little things. And so it's important to have that mindset.
That was probably the most serious he was throughout this entire interview. It lasts like almost a half hour. If you have the time today, listen, because my opinion of him has completely changed. He has this dry sense of humor that I think gets misconstrued into being a douche. His back and forth with Evan Washburn. Is that who he always goes back? Gary Washburn. Yeah. Evan Washburn's NFL. Gary Washburn. He always goes back and forth with him. I actually think they may have a relationship behind closed doors. And that's just their way of poking fun. He talks about how he loves Art of War. He's kind of like a Bill Belichick guy. Okay. He talks about jiu-jitsu and how he wants to feel tired. He wants to feel tired, like all of his players are tired throughout the season. So if they've got back-to-back games, he wants to make sure he's doing jiu-jitsu so that when he's in a game, he feels exhausted. He talks about the way in which the locker room all gets along, or the way in which that he deals with stress in-game and in the mental capacity that goes along with it. He is a wordsmith. He's very intelligent, but he's also really fun. Which I never saw that side of him in any type of way when it comes to press conferences or the way that he does his interviews with Abby Chin, anything like that. It has completely shifted my mindset. He said there's a lot to it, and he kind of rambles through a lot of it, so I couldn't get any of the sound bites that concise. But he talks about his love for the town, the reason why he made the T-shirts, everything like that. And when he was an assistant, he had three movies that he kept on rotation to go through all of his notes to finish his reports before going to bed at night after games. And it was The Town, The Dark Knight, and Whiplash. And he just, I really, really like him. I think I really hope Curtis listens today, because I do think you will think he's less douchey after listening.
Huh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, question is, if they don't win at all, is Joe Mazzulla gone?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think he's gone. I don't think he's gone.
They're not going to lose. They are winning the championship because it's like the inflection point separately, but similar in a way to 04, where there is nowhere else for this crew to go without winning a championship. There will be changes. And to Courtney's point, I do think they all get along. Marcus Smart deal, I think, opened it up to have Mazzulla coach and have the team coalesce. And I just, if they're healthy, which they are now, they should win it all. They're the best team in basketball.
Well, okay. Courtney, there's plenty of room on the island and the dojo at Jiu Jitsu Island with Joe.
So I've always been on the island.
I don't know.
Last season, I thought he was a bit douchey. Okay. But then this season, I've kind of shifted my viewpoint. Mm. After that interview, I'm all in.
Okay. Thank you, Courtney. You're welcome. Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning. So I'm going to be quick with mine. It's simple. If the Patriots trade down, I'm out on this team. Reason being,
being out on this team.
Out.
What will you do? Will you never go to Gillette Stadium again?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
Firmly worded email.
Will you never?
I won't renew my season tickets. How about that?
Okay.
I won't renew.
Will you stop wearing the drip? Any kind of Patriots theme.
No, I always got to represent.
You stop going to alumni events? At least the ones you're invited
Maybe
to.
Maybe I'll be out in a more of a loud setting type of talking about them more openly.
Okay.
I'll be out because you got rid of Belichick to trade down. I mean, you could have kept Bill and did all the stuff that you want to be doing. I think they're at number three. You take the best guy possible, or I heard Ellie Wolf say it, trade up to get the guy that you want. If you want Jaden Daniels, go get him. If you feel like, well, we love Jaden Daniels and he's gone and we're sitting here at number three, take Marvin Harrison.
Okay.
Like, don't trade down to add a what? Extra maybe first round pick that you could do anyways. And I heard Jones talk about this a while back. Use your second round pick and use that to trade in back into the first round if you want to pick an extra one up.
What are the odds that you ever have a number three pick again if you're the New England Patriots? I mean, hopefully for us, for fans, we hope you don't.
Right. So take the guy that this whole stupid draft capital thing. Yeah. If you trade down from three, you pick up one extra first round pick. Maybe. Yep. And then a pick later on. You could easily do that by moving your second round pick and moving a second and a fourth to get back into the first round.
All right. Well, Elliot Wolf, if you're listening, you trade down and Wiggy is done with you.
Yep.
Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
Yesterday, we talked a little bit about Indianapolis Star columnist Greg Doyle and the creepy comment that he made to Caitlin Clark. Another creepy comment has surfaced. This one was made to the coach of the Indiana Fever. And that coach is Christy Sides. Let's take a listen to what Greg said.
You just were given the keys to that. What are you going to do with it?
What am I going to do with them? Hopefully we're going to win a lot of games to start. She's going to help us out with that.
Okay. Can they fire him?
What's that?
He's talking about Caitlin Clark.
You're being given the keys to that? What a jackass.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the Fever call.
What a dink.
Yeah. He needs to, and he's strange. Already done his whole apology tour. What's he going to do now? And you know what? This is going to be his downfall because now people are going to go to every interview he's ever had. Mm-hmm. That's what the internet does. They're going to go back and try to find anything wrong that he's ever said, ever asked. This is, but his true colors are showing.
It's so disrespectful. Like, you've just been given the keys to that.
Yeah, right. I was like, what are you talking about?
Jerk.
Doesn't it seem like
you told me he was a jerk anyway. You didn't like him from the get-go.
No, he was the thing that he used to do is he'd write these columns just eviscerating the Patriots or their fans. It was a lot of the fan stuff. And I'd invite him to come on to talk to the people he was ripping. Yeah. And he would always say, no, unless you pay me. And it was so strange. Also, just a separate question on the, because Caitlin Clark is part of this, obviously. She should be the story, not this idiot. Who has more staying power, the Kelseys or Caitlin Clark?
The Kelseys.
You think it's the Kelseys?
They play in the NFL.
One does.
One does.
Well, Travis.
The other, guess what? He lost his Super Bowl ring. Yeah.
And I wouldn't be shocked if the other one doesn't come back before the start of training camp. But it almost seems like the guy is like mocking the fact that he has to do women's sports.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
That's worse.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know, like he's not like, it's like, all right.
Everything's a joke with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Like where I don't, like you said, if you pull a lot of stuff from, whether it's the male sports, but he's coming across like, it's a joke. I got to cover this.
The whole column, too, Greg, was so self-serving. Like, it was about Caitlin Clark. She should be the one that people are talking about. She's the number one pick. She's the biggest star in America right now. So instead of writing a column about all of your accolades and all the interviews and how you're this huge deal in Indianapolis, how about just write, sorry?
Yeah.
Also, for those that may have been concerned about Caitlin Clark being able to pay the grocery bill, she signed a $20 million deal with Nike yesterday.
She sure
did.
Wow.
So
that's a nice one.
That's a pretty good deal.
Wait, why doesn't the best male college basketball player get $20 million from Nike?
That's a good deal right
there. All right. There's a lot to talk about, including They Said It, which is coming up next on this show today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.